Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Norman Rose of Rumble in the Garden, and you are listening to the Rumble in the Garden podcast. Today, we have Dave Cordova from davesjoint.net.com. He's going to tell us a little bit about the local scene and some of the hot basketball you can see in the area. Meanwhile, we are also going to talk a little bit about St. John's recruiting efforts and a few guys that they might want to be looking at. As you probably know, you can find our work at rumbleinthegarden.com, and you can find us online at RumbleSBN on Twitter and Rumble in the Garden on Facebook. Send us a note, give us your questions, tell us how much you like us, and you know, make sure to find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And don't forget, you can reach out at rumbleinthegarden@gmail.com with your emails. We always want to hear from you. Now, let's get on with the interview.
Live from the streets, Dave Cordova. What's up?
Welcome back to Rumble in the Garden, the podcast that has been taking a good long break while the off-season is off-seasoning. We cover St. John's, as you know, but we're also New Yorkers and big New York City basketball fans, and we're very happy to welcome Dave Cordova to speak to us a little bit about recruiting, the live period, and any other interesting things that are happening in New York City hoops. Can you say hi, Dave?
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Sorry for talking over you there for a second. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing right now. And because, you know, it's kind of interesting. You're always a pretty informative person to follow on Twitter, and all of you should follow him. But I'll let him, you know, give his own plug. Go for it.
Well, my name is David Cordova. I reside in the Bronx, 24 years old. I'm a college student at St. Francis College, studying business management. I started Dave's Joint back in 2015, you know, because I always had a love of sports. Basketball in particular, and I always liked fights, so I find two. Since this inception, you know, I've interviewed at least 10 NBA players. Two of them were in the first round of this year's draft. I've covered high school games. I've covered AAU. I've done college games in the area. This is basically what I love. I also just love telling stories about all the ball players in the area. And, yeah, that's basically what Dave's Joint is all about.
And where can we find you online?
You can find me on www.davesjoint.net. That's the website. You can also find me on Twitter at Dave_joint. Instagram, Dave_joint official. And also Facebook at Dave's Joint.
Hopefully this audio is coming out well, because Dave's currently calling in from a phone. He was just at, what was the event you were at?
We're at the Tri-State Classic in Harlem. Nike's having this Rise to New York event. It's an event featuring five of the top tournaments in New York City that's under the Nike umbrella, which is Tri-State Classic, West Fork, Gersh, Dykeman, and the Watson Classic.
So basically all the big outdoor venues.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right, Dave, so tell us a little bit about the live period and why it's so important for college-bound athletes.
The live period is the time where, you know, kids are basically able to audition for a free scholarship. It's the time where, you know, an unknown player gets seen, and also where a marquee name comes to showcase their talent. You know, that's where the college coaches, their mission is to find the best players for their system, the best thing for this school. They want to see where the best talent is at. And that might be places like Peace Jam, the Under Armour Finals, the Adidas Gauntlet Finals. Could be the Hoop Hoop Camps, LFA Hoop Tournament, places like those.
So many events, and I think for the, you know, for the smaller colleges, there's definitely a lot of local events that they can go to and find some of those local kids. And the bigger schools, you know, they jet around and such, and they find their guys, and they've been chasing their guys for a while, but it's still an important period, you know, for those players to show who they are and how they play, you know, when everybody's watching, you know?
Yes.
So, you know... You know, we were talking a little bit earlier that it's not on the podcast about how, you know, it's so important for, you know, this is a chance for these kids to get, you know, free education and really to expand their horizons too. And, you know, that's such an important part that we forget sometimes in the, what's almost like horse trading about, you know, getting the best athletes for your team. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess when we're thinking about this, we're also thinking about St. John's. So, which players is St. John's? Which players are the Red Storm in the hunt for, and which ones do you think they can get a commitment from in, at the end of this live period? You know, in the beginning of August.
Right now, I don't know if they'll commit this early because you know a lot of kids, there's a lot of schools out there that they're interested in. But in the future, I could see. Player like Isaiah Little, Florida coming in, he'd be a great addition to the Red Storm. He has a lot of versatility. He has the total package. You know, he's a very good player. So somebody that Chris Foley would love to have. Another player I would love to see at St. John's would be Moses Brown. Very skilled big man, you know what I'm saying? He blocks, he rebounds, he can push the ball off the court. You know, he'd be really solid. I feel like the one thing that the Red Storm has been missing for some time now is an official big man. Like, they've done good with Yankuba Sima. They've done good with Tariq Owens. But I feel like they want a great point forward, a great center. Moses Brown would be that guy.
And you think St. John's can land Moses Brown? You think they have a real chance?
It's a possibility, you know. So the St. John's law is very strong. Madison Square Garden is a great sell. Can't get any better than that. So if they could land Moses, that would be really dope. But, you know, if not, there's always the Chico route. There's always another high school.
Yeah, there's a lot of other
out there.
Yeah, there's a guy down in Florida. What's his name? Theon, I think his name is. I think he might be Malian. And I think he's a 2018 big man that they were looking at. He's a little out of the area, but, you know, there'll be other guys, too.
And there's a 7'2 big man from Pennsylvania, Plymouth White Marsh 2019, that a lot of people don't know about. His name is Naheem McCloud. But I think another reason why... A lot of people don't really know much about because he plays for...
Wait, what's his name again?
Naheem McCloud. Yes.
Okay.
Same versatility as Moses Brown. He put the ball on the floor. Very, like, he could score. He could block shots. The main reason that a lot of people know very little about him is the fact that he plays for a very small AAU program called Team PYO Hoops. They play in events such as Hoops Room, Elevate Hoops. So... You know, but I think as the year goes by, more people will know about him. But he's a very solid big.
All right, I mean, do you know if St. John's is looking at him yet, or what?
I would go, but if they're not looking at him right now, they should be.
So what about Luther Muhammad? You know, that's a name, you know, he's come on an official visit. He's a name that's been connected to St. John's for a while.
Oh, man, Luther, he's tough. You know what I'm saying? He has that dual threat tough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you need to take a charge, he'll take a charge. If you need to score, he'll score. You know, defense is where he's at. You know what I'm saying? If you need a tough player, you need Uta Mahan on your squad.
You think St. John can land him?
It's a possibility.
I mean, they have...
Great possibility.
You know, there's a supposed still competition from Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame now has like three four-star guards that they recruited in that class. And I know we got an offer from Texas A&M recently. You know, I don't know. It's interesting because you kind of think that this kid seems to be like, you know, St. John's has been on him, but he's still got his eyes open and he hasn't committed yet. And I guess that's also just what happens when, you know, a program hasn't made those big waves, you know, and it's still trying to fight to reach 500. You know, kids aren't going to be like, sure, I'm going to join up, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And there's also, you know, the strong jersey law, because this also stinks the ball. And, you know what I'm saying, that's from... He lives not too far from where Seton Hall plays at the Prudential Center, so that's another strong pull as well. But, I mean, it's possible. Luka can land anywhere.
He's wide open, and he's talented. And he's changing his game over the summer. He's learning how to be a point guard, they say.
He's done very well the last year as a sports team, but I feel like him moving to the New York Brent on the Nike YBL circuit has also helped as far as getting him, you know, more well known. But not that he wasn't well known, but, you know.
But now he's getting a little.
I feel like the move has helped him.
Yeah, because I think the team he was on before, you know, he was a star, but he was like one of a number. But Javon Quinterly, right, was on his team, right?
Yeah, Javon Quinterly, yes.
And, you know, on the Wrens, he's, I don't know if he's the best player, but he's close. And he's going to be playing point guard, which is something that he wanted to work on.
Absolutely. So, the Wrens right now, I mean, I hear that Chris Paul is supposed to be at the Peach Invitation where he'll be playing, where the Wrens will be at. That's basically the tournament for a lot of the teams that weren't able to make the 90 Peach Gen. So, That's right across the bridge from where the actual PCA is taking place.
Oh, so it's like in like Atlanta or whatever, and not in South Carolina or whatever.
No, this is the Peach Invitation is in Augusta, Georgia. This is directly across the bridge. So it's like you're going from New York to New Jersey without paying a toll.
Yeah. So that's cool. So it's cool that, and that's good to know too, that, you know, for those other kids, they do get a chance to play a little bit longer and the coaches can see them both. And honestly, if you're not, you know, if you're at the Peach Jam, that place is just crowded with all the high major coaches. So, you know, Chris Mullin will be able to say, hey, you know, I'm focused on you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he wants to get some of the players that we've already gained. You know what I'm saying? That would be a great opportunity for him to check him out live. You know what I'm saying? His presence matters a lot. Chris Mullin, he's always been a big name. He's been, especially in New York City. So, for kids to see him, you know, for New York kids to see him, that would be big. You know, just to say, I want you to play at St. John's, I want you to play at the Garden for me, would be really big for these kids.
So you think he still has that pull?
Absolutely. Like, what kid wouldn't want to play for an Olympic gold medal, NBA player?
You know, one who's, yeah, you know, Mullin definitely has a certain kind of swag to him, too.
Right.
So, I guess outside of the 2018 class, which players do you think St. John's should be looking at in 2019 and beyond?
The youngest players that I think they should look at would be Jalen McHugh. He's a Bronx native. He once went to Monsignor Scanlon, which is the Catholic school in the Bronx, but now he's transferred to the Christ School in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He just reclassified this past 2019, and he's ranked 24th in the nation.
And he's what, 6 foot four or so? 180 pounds, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a thoroughbred. You know, he jump out of the gym. He's known for his dunks. You know, also, he also has a good shot as well. Some other names that they should look at, that I'm pretty sure they're looking at right now, Scotty Lewis and Brian Antoine from the Rainy School in New Jersey. 2020, some ball players that they should look at, Noah Farrakhan from St. Benedict's, Nate Tabor from Christ the King. Those guys are tough. Those guys are great for St. John.
I mean, it's interesting too, because, you know, for a team, for a program that seemed to do, to start off with a lot of international recruiting, I think it's kind of interesting how they've kind of on the sneaky side become a really New York team. You know, they brought in Sid Wilson, you know, what's his name? Well, I guess CeeDee Keita and Mikey Dixon are both more like Philly players, but they're kind of closing that circle a little bit, doesn't it seem?
Yeah.
You know, getting it, like, yeah, to be a real, like, kind of old school, like, local-ish, yeah, St. John's
exactly
thing.
Exactly. Like, Philly, they always keep local players.
So it's like, yeah, it's a team you can get behind, you know, because they're a bunch of New Yorkers.
Something so, like what they used to do, like, in the 1980s to in the early 2000s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the late 90s.
I think they should get back to that, absolutely.
I think that's what everybody's wanted them to get back to, you know, this team that feels like New York. You know, and I tell people when they ask, you know, when did you start following St. John's? I tell them, I started following St. John's because I looked at this team and I was like, this is the most, like, Brooklyn Queens team I've ever seen. They look like dudes who I'd kind of cross the street because I'd be like, oh, I know what you're about, you know. You were a little rough for
me. Funny thing is, Syracuse, a couple years ago, I'm at a Yankees game with my little brother, and I seen a sign in Yankee Stadium that says Syracuse is New York Coliseum. I mean, if New York, if St. John get, you know, to back to the NCAA tournament consistently, they should be able to hang, you know, that banner that says St. John is New York Coliseum. If they haven't already, you know, as long as they start winning and getting to the NCAA tournament consistently,
the city gets behind you. The city gets behind St. John so much when you got the local guys and you're winning.
That's true. But to get love from the entire state would be big.
It's there.
Absolutely.
So one more question for you. Tell me what New York City players you think are being slept on right now. And I'm not thinking just the ones who are, you know, who are at the St. John's level. I'm thinking guys who might go down a level, guys who might go to St. Francis, guys who might go to St. Peter's, guys who might go to Iona.
That's a great question right there. Of underrated players in New York City right now would be, it could be North Jersey as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some underrated players, especially guards that I know of, are Jack Clay James from Phoenix High School in Phoenix, New Jersey. Tough guard. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have a lot of hype on him. He plays hard. You know, these small guards always have a tough chip on their shoulder. You know, whatever school gets Jack Clay, they're going to be getting a hell of a guard. Because that kid, you know what I'm saying? You get a guard like him, you will win games. You will win championships with him. He just led Phoenix High School to their second consecutive state title. You know, that kid is a winner. Another kid on the radar is Marquise Noel. He plays at Bishop Lodge. He's trained from the Montverde Academy as well. He has, they call him Mr. New York City. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he plays hard, he backs it up. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't really talk much. You know,
he just does the thing.
He's the kind of player that, yeah, does the same thing, you know. Like, he has kind of like a soft quality, kind of like an Isaiah Washington. But, yeah, he's a very, very good player.
So those are your top twos? Your top two slept-on players?
Yeah, there's actually more. A couple of them. We have Saquon Rucker, the South Bronx prep. He led the PSAL and scored over 36 points a game. But the reason a lot of people don't know that kid is because he played at the feeder business. made it all the way to the Peter Bishop Championship. They lost the shit to Fannie Lou, which is another powerhouse in the Bronx. Right now,
what about those John Bound kids, like Christian Hickson and what's that other kid's name?
Kareem Reed, Alejandro Vasquez. Those three, well, Christian Hickson already graduated from John Bound, so he's going to prep school at the Tilton School in New Hampshire. Those three guys, I just saw them at a tournament called Lipton Park this past week. Those guys, when they get to college, they're going to be tough. Kareem Reed, you know, he's still getting stronger. But, I mean, he has the makings of a good big man. And Hickson, he's a nice swing man. You know what I'm saying? He can shoot, put the ball on the floor. Vasquez, very athletic. Just in the basket efficiency.
I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank you all for listening. Dave, I hope we have you on again later this summer. Can you tell the people again how to catch your stuff on Twitter, on Facebook, and on the web?
You can catch my website, www.davesjoint.net. Facebook, Dave's Joint. Twitter, Dave's _ Joint. Instagram, Dave's _ Joint Official.
All right. And what one event should a New York City person who loves hoops go to see in the next 2 months?
Oh, good. There are multiple events you could catch in New York City.
Oh, no. Just one.
Wow. Just one?
You got to stick to just one.
Right now, if you want to see some great basketball on the high school level, right now, I couldn't really think of any. Just be at the New York versus New York event. Right now, like, there's the Nike tournament I just heard earlier.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we're going to see some of the best players in the country and in the city.
Does right it now, rotate locations, or is it going to be like in all those locations?
Well, actually, they just played their first game on the 24th in the Lower East Side. Last week, they played at the Watkins Hospital in the sound section of the Bronx. Today, they played at Harlem at the Tri-State Festival. The 25th State Funny Staff. They have three more dates. There's also West 4th Street next Thursday, the Gersh Park in Brooklyn, East New York, and then there's Dyckman. This will be the last week, probably July 27th.
So they're on East Thursday, basically, right?
Pretty much. It's Thursday.
So next Thursday, West 4th, we'll be there.
Absolutely.
All right, Dave. I want to thank you once again for coming on. We'll have you on again. And, people, Dave's Joint, you know, check it out.
Thank you so much for having me, Norman. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Love you guys.
This is Norman Rose of Rumble in the Garden, and you are listening to the Rumble in the Garden podcast. You can find our work on Facebook, Rumble in the Garden. You can find our work on Twitter, RumbleSBN. We'll be back with another podcast in a couple of weeks, and we'll be talking about recruiting, we'll be talking about the team improvements that can be made, and we'll be looking back on the team from last year. Send us your suggestions, and we're also currently talking about an all-time team, so send us your all-time St. John's players, too, when you have a chance. You can email us at rumbleinthegarden@gmail.com.